supposed to be against driving while intoxicated.
What?
Never mind. We'll do it one more time. And remember, say, don't do drugs. And if you must drink this holiday weekend, don't drive. You got it?
I told you I got it.
Fine. Dwayne Stomp, PSA, take, what is it, 11.
Hi, I'm Dwayne Stomp telling you, if you do drugs this weekend, don't drive.
Wrong again, Dwayne. It's don't do drugs. Don't do drugs.
That's what I said.
No, it's not. It's not even close to what you said.
You come in this booth, I'll show you how close it was, Sherlock.
We're going to do it again, Dwayne. Say don't do drugs. If you must drink this holiday weekend, do not drive. Take 12.
This is Dwayne Stomp. Weekends are for drunks. Do drugs.
Okay, Dwayne, thank you very much for coming in. I think with a little editing, we've got something we can use.
Don't do drugs. And if
you must drink
this holiday weekend, don't
drive.
Welcome back, everybody. And the first of our delights for you tonight is the fantastic...
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn in rage at close of day. Rage against the dying of the light. Wild men who caught and sang the sun in flight and learned too late. They grieved it on its way. Do not go gentle into that good night. Brave men, near death, who see with blinding sight. Blind eyes could blaze like meteors and be gay. Rage against the dying of the light. And you, my father, there on the sad height, curse, bless me now with your fierce tears, I pray. Do not go gentle to that good night. Rage against the dying of the light.
Thornton, what does that poem mean to you?
It means I don't take from no one. I'm gonna pass this test. I'm staying in school. Who's next?
Help! I need somebody. Help! Not just anybody. Help! You know I need someone.
Good afternoon, Medford. It's Chris's Helpful Tips, Episode 8. My brothers are here today, George and Eric. Be right back. It's WMFO in Medford.
Everybody's helping anyway. Now, but now these days are gone. Days I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind and open up the doors.
Listen to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Chris's Helpful Tips here with you until 6 p.m. I am here with George. How you doing, George?
I'm all right. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming back.
Ooh.
What was that?
Headphones. Feedback.
Oh, my God. Oh. There we go. The background is Hey Jude. Instrumental from, I believe, Royal Tenenbaums. Good movie.
New Wes Anderson shorts out.
Really?
On Netflix, yeah. It's a Roald Dahl story, the fantastic short, the wonderful story of Henry Sugar.
Henry Sugar? He liked writing about chocolate, too. Didn't he do Willy Wonka?
He did, yeah.
Yeah, Roald Dahl, he did the orange, too, right? James and the Giant Peach.
He likes it sweet.
Yeah. Here comes Eric. Here he comes.
He's got vinyl.
It's like graduation. Oh, he found the Mick Jagger She's the Boss vinyl. Ain't that the truth in 2023? Yeah. Come on in, put on the headset. I'm out of breath just from going down the stairs to get you guys.
That was a workout.
Woo! Holy moly. It's 5:06 in the evening. If you're still at work, leave. I'm on a little vacay, actually. I'm pretty much done for the week. I don't have to go back till the 27th. I don't know what to do with myself. I'm not sure. I think it's a staycation this round.
Yeah, I had to use some up before the end of the year, too.
Yeah.
I got a couple days off.
Let's see, Eric's on mic, too. Give that a shot.
All right, testing.
There you go. Happy Eric. Early Thanksgiving. I got two brothers here. Two out of... How many do we have now? Six?
We're still at
six. Maybe two more we don't know about.
Six.
Three.
I think we're at six, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We got a half-sister, a stepsister. I don't think we got any more brothers, as far as we know. As far as we know. Wouldn't that be surprising? Our cousin, our first cousin, Tan, I don't think you ever met him, George, but he found out he had a brother, like, a few years ago.
That's wild.
Yeah, wow. So he's got a half-brother. And did you know this, Eric?
No.
Yeah, so Tan's got, yeah. So he's got a half-brother, and they traveled to Europe together for his 50th birthday. I'm like, that's pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah. Can you imagine, like, somebody come to the door and like, hey, I'm your brother. And he's in his, like, late 40s at the time.
He's half Vietnamese.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. He is, actually. Did you know that?
No, I was joking about my brother being, like, half Vietnamese.
Oh, no, Tan is. Tan's half Vietnamese.
He is,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, he is. Good call, George. Yeah, he is.
Nostradamus.
Yeah. Yeah, what else is he? I know he's half Vietnamese, and he's half, like, English and mutt. Yeah. But, yeah, because he was a... he had a sister, too. We also got a first cousin over there that's a sister. But one of the things I wanted to talk about this week... First thing I should do is mention the phone number. It's 855-915-WMFO. It's Chris's Helpful Tips. So this show, you guys haven't been on this yet. I mostly talk throughout the hour. And if I get a phone call, I answer the call... And they usually give a problem, and then we answer it to the best of our abilities or inabilities. So it's music you don't like and advice you don't need is the tagline for this program.
All right.
So if anybody calls in with advice, just give them some advice. Could be good, it could be bad.
You got any advice for us for the show?
For the show? No, just you got your headsets on, just speak into the microphone. Those are the only two tips I can think of so far. You're present and accounted for. 95% of it showing up. So we're doing good so far. Somebody left a little cartoon here. Let's see what it says. When your snow is at 11 p.m. and you choose me time. And then there's a picture of a little Japanese girl there, I think.
She's sad.
Yeah. Or is she Irish? I don't know. Let's put it with Mick Jagger.
Looks tired.
We'll leave her there.
We'll leave her with Mick Jagger for now. I thought about Plymouth Plantation this week. Did you guys ever go to Plymouth Plantation as kids?
Long time ago.
Yeah. I think I went as a kid. I don't know at this point. Like, I'm starting to forget more than I'll ever know. And I went on to look, and it says... It's called something different now. Did you guys know this? It's not called Plymouth Plantation anymore. It is called Plymouth Patuxent Museum.
Wow.
And the only thing I could think about is they got rid of the word plantation because they considered it a bad word for some reason. Plantation is a colony. And it's a place that has crops like coffee and sugar and tobacco. Not necessarily like the South and the plantation?
Not necessarily associated
cotton plantation,
with slavery,
right?
Right. Okay.
Right. I'm like, why did they change Plymouth Plantation?
It's just the connotation,
right?
Of the word. No.
Anyway,
no.
Now
the rock
I don't.
Still
branding.
There?
It's yeah.
Yeah, the rock's still there.
All right, good.
far as I know. Yeah. You ever see Plymouth Rock? There's really not much to it.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a rock.
It's just a rock.
Yeah.
It's the significance.
It's surrounded by bird ducky.
Yeah.
We have to have Dwayne visit. Dwayne the Rock, and he'll reignite the interest in the rock.
Yeah. Dwayne the Rock Johnson in the background is instrumental of the Beatles, Within You, Without You. But they have this thing that happens on Thanksgiving there where you can actually go and they're all dressed up. They're colonists and they give you like cranberries and turkey and, you know, stuff in the whole nine yards. Oysters.
They reenact the whole thing too, right?
Yeah, so I'm like, that's pretty cool. I just was surprised that they renamed it. It's like a Quinnan Gay Head down there. They got rid of Gay Head and they call it a Quinnan now.
Well,
you know,
it's still the Gay Head Lighthouse.
Sure. I
but
don't know.
The town don't think was Gay Head.
I'm going to change my name to Larry, I think. Just next year. I'm going to go for Larry for at least 2 years. And just call me Larry.
And Jawsy says.
Who was that?
What's. Never mind.
Jaws?
Jawsy says Aquinnah.
He does, actually.
He does.
Yeah, you're right.
Because
huh?
He's from the. Yeah.
He's from Aquinnah.
Yeah.
But Amity Island is not is not Martha's Vineyard.
No, it's supposed
Amity
to be.
Island is fictional in Jaws.
Right.
But I don't know. I don't know if I would make it if we lived on a plantation. Apparently our ancestors did. We made it this far. But I don't know. I think Eric, you'd probably be a good fisherman. I'd probably be catching some oysters or building something. No, I'd be the shopkeeper, actually, at the plantation. What would you do, George? What do you think your 2023 abilities would be good for on a plantation back in colonial times?
Smith.
Iron.
Oh, there we go. There we go. A Smith.
Yeah.
Can belt out some horseshoes.
Yeah.
You're good to go.
We can play some horseshoes. We can play horseshoes. You can put them on the horses. Yeah, all right. Blacksmith.
Yeah.
All right. All right, I see that. I'd be good at a shopkeeper, I think. The phone number is 855-915-WMFO. It is Chris's Helpful Tips. I am here with Eric and George, and we are here to handle any of your problems pre-Thanksgiving. Don't be afraid. If you'd like to call in, it's 855-915-WMFO.
What are your tips on sides?
Sides. I talked a little bit about the Thanksgiving last week, and I was building a meal for 12, and I forgot to add in the stuffing. The stuffing is a side for some reason. I remembered all of them except the stuffing. What is your favorite side?
Well, the stuffing's kind of part of the bird, if you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of required to be in there.
Sure.
But a little oyster
stuff. It's always there.
Yeah.
So I don't count the stuffing.
Oh, I did mention the stuffing, because I did mention the oyster stuffing and the other stuffing, right.
The stuffing's important.
Yeah.
We'll start with the stuffing.
There's cranberries. I'm not a big fan of the turnip.
I like a sausage stuffing.
Sausage stuffing. That, now you're talking. Yeah.
So getting older, not a big fan of the green bean casserole.
No?
Yeah.
The green bean casserole's usually got some like almond slivers in there.
Yeah.
I don't like when you get like the bean stalk in there, because every time you're always getting some kind of long, thin bean stalk going through your teeth.
Get stuck.
Yeah. You like a little con?
A little bit.
Yeah, you don't usually see that on the sides too much.
Not too much.
Usually like a shoe peg corn.
Yeah.
It's like a butted shoe peg corn. Some con. Cranberry. That's always an easy one.
Cranberry,
you just get the ocean spray.
Potatoes
and
are easy.
It just thunks out of the can.
The turnips is good. You don't get turnips.
You like the turnip? I'm not a big turnip
you
fan.
You don't really get them any other time of year.
Yeah, thank God.
They're a little bitter. Yeah, they're not for everyone.
I had one of the worst salads in the world last night. Supremes. It's one of my favorites, too. It's been Billerica. It's usually one of my favorites. Again, they're going downhill. They got rid of their pizza oven and everything. They got, like, this toaster oven, and they're sticking the pizzas through the toaster oven. Like, you know how you go like into the continental breakfast, and you got the bagel going through the toaster?
With the belt.
And then you get it out, and the thing's not done, and it's not. You got to put it through, like, 7 times and sit there and wait for the bagel to be done.
Yeah, I delivered for a place in college that cooked their pizza like that.
Yeah.
Put it on the belt.
Did they not do fresh dough either?
No.
They did the whatever it is.
I think there's new owners. Yeah. I think there's new owners, because that was always one of my favorite places to go. And I was going up the Route 3. There's something we could talk about. I was going up Route 3, and I got off it because it was busy. And I went and I got myself a pizza. But yeah, I'm gonna take a break from there. Usually I don't mention the businesses and step on them, but that's one of my favorites. And this salad, like within the day, like I get a salad going rancid within a few hours. Come on.
I haven't had a good salad from like a sub shop.
Yeah.
Or a takeout place in
years. Two tomatoes in there, and they were they weren't even the good ones. They were like the cherry tomatoes, but like the little cherries. Like they look like little raisins.
$11 probably too.
Yeah, both of them together. Still relatively decent, $29 with tax for two topping with a salad, but it wasn't good. You know? She could have stayed home and had some pastina.
even that's going up. It's hard to pastina? Find pastina. Yes. Yeah. There's a shortage.
I found a good
pastina with some butter?
Good frozen pizza.
What's
Whole
that?
Foods,
all right, here we
Rails.
Go.
R-A-O-S? Rails?
What is it called? You're a Rouse, isn't
excellent.
It?
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They make the sauce.
Yeah.
But they have their own at Whole Foods. They have, just frozen pizza. Yeah, so great.
Try that out. They're starting to make soups and stuff, too, and Alfredo sauce. Rouse.
Yeah.
I think it's Rayo or Rouse? I think it's Rouse.
I think it's Rouse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, Superman's God was named Rao. Did you know that? In DC Comics, R-A-O.
Super sauce?
Yeah.
Did not.
Superman's God of the Red Sun is called Rao. R-A-O. I dispense that wisdom from my many years of comic book collecting. I got something out of it. Says shop on new sauces. They got caramelized onions. They've got a vodka arabic. How do you call it? How do you pronounce that, George? You're the most Italian of the three of us. Vodka arabiata.
Arabiata.
Arabiata. What does arabiata mean?
Spicy.
Oh, it means it's spicy.
Red pepper. Red pepper flake.
Yeah. Arabiata. We like to educate as well as entertain here on WMFO in Medford. Here with you until 6 p.m. It's 855-915-WMFO. If you want to call in and talk turkey, arabiata sauce. You ever make a vodka sauce, George?
No, because Laura can't eat cream. My wife doesn't eat any dairy, so the vodka sauce calls for a little touch of cream.
Oh, it does.
Stay away from that. Yeah.
Yeah, this is a dried red chili pepper, olive oil, garlic, tomatoes. Arabiata sauce, or sugo alla arrabbiata. It's a spicy meatball.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Sugar plum sauce. That's interesting.
Sounds festive.
I ended up getting these, I got to talk about these Grillo pickles. Good stuff. I like these Grillo pickles. You get the Grillos yet?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, they're good.
I think they're one of the closest things you can get to an authentic deli kosher dill.
Yeah, there's a helpful tip. Get the Grillos. If you're going to put out some pickles for Thanksgiving, I just got some hot ones. They're nice. They got jalapenos in there and the brine. Yeah, very good. Plus low-cal, you feel good about yourself afterwards. You're like, I just had 5 pickles and it was only 25 cals.
Do they do bread and butter? That's a good Thanksgiving staple.
I haven't seen the bread and butter pickles yet. Actually, I think I did, but I didn't buy them yet. I haven't tried them out. But yeah, they're a good pickle.
I had Tennessee's Barbecue. They have a nice cucumber salad there. So
Tennessee's, where's that?
We're giving plugs left and right.
That was... There's one in Braintree, but the one I went to was Danvers, I believe.
These are
14.
All free.
Nice.
Delicious, but it probably has a lot of sugar, I'm guessing.
All right, I'm going to throw out a helpful tip. If you want to watch a 4.5-hour movie this weekend, Dances with Wolves. You ever get through that one?
Never seen the whole thing through.
It's great. Yeah. Kevin Costner, and he's big kick right now with Yellowstone. Yeah. So you want to see him when he's young and thin and still... in a cowboy hat, you can check out Dances with Wolves. Won Best Picture in 1990. Tatanka. You know what that is? You know what a Tatanka is, Eric?
He was a WWF wrestler.
It means buffalo. Tatanka. In Sioux, I believe it was.
Man? Buffalo man?
It means buffalo, yeah. Tatanka. That's what he teaches them when they sit down together.
Huh.
Yeah. Huh. It's a good movie. I got it on VHS.
Wow.
Director's cut.
Is it one of those double VHS tapes?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh yeah, and it's got it's even got some nice prints with it too. It's worth about $4 now in 2023. There's some VHS tapes that are worth some bucks, but that apparently is not one of them. I want to see Dances with Wolverines. That'll be a shortcut.
I had that baseball one with him. I bought from McDonald's, actually, in the drive-thru window.
What was it?
The, what was the name of it? With Kevin Costner. The baseball movie.
Oh, good movie, yeah.
If you build it, they will come.
Field of Dreams. Yeah, good movie, yeah. But you want to see, and Dances Wolves kind of Thanksgiving-y. You got Stands with a Fist, Kicking Bird, Wind in His Hair, Ten Bears, good movie. He's a Civil War soldier, and he wants to see the Great Frontier before it's gone. Good movie. I did a, there's another one called Black Robe, which is a good Thanksgiving movie. And the guy's a missionary, and he's trying to teach Indians religion.
They showed us that in school.
Very good movie, yeah. Really good. Yeah. I'm trying to think of some other ones. Little Big Man, another good movie for Thanksgiving. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, of course. I got, I could put that in the background, actually. I got a little background for that.
There's a new Thanksgiving movie coming out, Chris.
That's right. It's my buddy Eli Roth.
Yeah.
Yeah, you remember Adam?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's his brother.
Yeah?
Yep.
And is it a horror movie?
Yeah, horror movie. Came out. It's getting good reviews. It just came out. They had the Hollywood premiere the other day, and it's set in Plymouth, Mass.
Yeah.
And we're like, man, you should have had the premiere in Plymouth.
There's some
would have been awesome. We could have got like all the guys from back from UMass and stuff to come and visit too, and Newton, and you know, because they're originally from Newton. I believe his family's still there, his parents.
Nice.
But yeah, and it's a gore fest, but I guess it's really funny too. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. As a matter of fact, it's playing at the drive-in tonight and tomorrow night in Mendon. You got a double of Thanksgiving, and they remade. It's not It's a Wonderful Life. They're calling it It's a Wonderful Knife. And supposedly it's a girl that saves a town from a murderer, and she gets depressed and wants to end everything. And then they show what the world would have been like if she didn't stop the killer from getting away. So... good premise.
Okay.
So, like, what? It's a Wonderful Life. Yeah. He wants to jump in, and then it shows what it's like if he did that in Bedford Falls, becomes like a nightmare. So, I guess that's the same premise, but it's a horror movie. Like, that's pretty good. Eric's taking some Thanksgiving, pre-Thanksgiving photos. 855-915-WMFO is the advice line or the request line. You can call in and request something. I'm not necessarily going to play it for you because we only got an hour. The show's only an hour now. Friday nights, can you believe it? Been doing this since 2007. Get pushed from Wednesday to Friday. God.
You don't do Wednesday?
No. Brand new show.
Okay.
Yep. Brand new show.
All right.
It's a little different than time travel. Usually time travel, we would play some tunes and chat. This is mostly chatting. Waiting for phone calls. Talking about things. Decompressing. I should have called it Decompress Fridays.
It is a little bit of a decompress.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw there's a new Beetlejuice 2 being filmed.
Yeah.
Melrose, I think, of all places.
Get a little close to the mic.
Melrose of all places, or Malden?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that, too. One of my buddies, I think he's working, actually. He's in the, he does security, but he works, actually, in the business now, since there's a bunch of films being made around New England, and I think he's on that one. Beetlejuice 2. And I'm pretty sure Michael Keaton and
Winona Ryder
are in it. Yeah.
Is Tim Burton?
Tim Burton's directing it, I believe.
Right.
Yep. Jenna Ortega is in it too?
Yep.
Isn't she in that Steve Martin one? Or I'm thinking of that. Oh, I'm thinking of the other girl there.
That's Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez, yeah. Jenna Ortega.
I think is she the Wednesday girl? Wednesday Adams?
Maybe. Maybe that's it. Yeah, she plays usually.
Yeah, she plays Wednesday. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
And she was in Scream 6.
She's in some and scary stuff.
X. Yeah, I didn't really watch any movies this year for Halloween. kind of skipped over it this year.
I think Thanksgiving's the Halloween movie.
I think so, too. I was actually thinking about going. I'm kind of I think it's kind of cool that they're keeping the drive-in open so late.
I'll go with Amanda with you.
Yeah. It's tonight and tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And I don't know what they're doing next week, but they're also doing like an Elf-a-thon where they're serving like spaghetti and maple syrup. I guess that was part
of
the movie.
Part of Elf.
I only saw that. I saw that with Eric years ago, Elf, when that first came out. I've only seen it like once or twice.
It's funny. It gets a little funny every time you see it.
So close to Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's a little silly. In the background, got some Sly and the Family Stone. It's a family affair.
What's the number?
Oh, 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636. If you want to call it in, it's Chris and Eric and George. Tell us your problem, and we will give you advice you don't need. Maybe it'll help you, maybe it won't. No promises. We are not licensed therapists, but we'll probably do better than what you'll get otherwise. You want to ask something you can't ask your spouse, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your friend? We've all been called know-it-alls in our time, so you got three world-class know-it-alls here that will give you advice you don't need. 855-915-WMFO. We have quite a few listeners out there. I'm looking at one of the Shoutcast servers here, and we have at least 40 people listening. Oh, there's one person right now. Let's see. We'll put them right on and see what happens. Are you guys ready?
Let's do it.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. You are on the air. It's Chris's Helpful Tips with Chris, Eric, and George. What is your name, and where are you calling from, and what is your problem? Can you hear me? Oh, they hung up.
No.
Whoever it was, they hung up. Was that somebody you know? Yeah? I'll have them call back. 855-915-WMFO. All right. So they're just messing with the show, or did you call? Did you call? No? All right. Who is it? Who's calling?
It's Carol.
Oh, okay.
She's got to say happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, well, here she comes. We'll let her call in. I'm gonna call her out. I'm going to call her out. She's got to call back within 10 seconds. We got 34 minutes left on the show. If you're still at work, leave. That's it. We'll put the It's a Family Affair back on here. Here we go. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. Oh, wrong one. Here we go. You like Sly and the Family Stone?
Yeah.
I do too. You don't hear him too often. I thought that was good. Over the years, I've always done the Planes, Trains, and Automobiles soundtrack.
That's an act that didn't go long enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're good. All right. We'll take a quick break. 855-915-WMFO. We'll play a tune. We'll come right back. If you feel like calling in, call on in. It's Chris's Helpful Tips here with you until 6 p.m. Otherwise, George and Eric and I are just going to continue yakking away about Thanksgiving, whatever comes to mind. Thanks for listening to WMFO in Medford. Maybe you're going to visit your auntie on Thanksgiving. Let's play some Monkees here for you. Auntie Griselda. Auntie Griselda, give her a big kiss. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Your Auntie Griselda. She says she knows my kind. She might, maybe so. Oh yeah, she's raised you right, your Auntie Griselda. You only know the things she wants you to know. I know she's having a fit. She doesn't like me a bit. No bird of grace ever lit on Auntie Griselda. Her style, your Auntie Griselda. She couldn't budge a smile and do it for free. So righteous making fudge, your Auntie Griselda. So proper judging others over her tea. You look just like her, you do. I know by looking at you that you've been listening to your Auntie Griselda. Yeah!
dum 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 dum. Oh no, don't look at me like Auntie Griselda. It takes much more to be someone of your own. You've got to make it free from Auntie Griselda. For just like her, you'll have to make it alone. I know she's having a fit. She doesn't like me a bit. No bird of grace ever lit on Auntie Griselda. Auntie Griselda, Auntie Griselda, Auntie Griselda, Auntie Griselda, 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 da, 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 Griselda, da.
Listen to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Chris's Helpful Tips here with you until 6 p.m. If you want to call on in, don't be shy, 855-915-WMFO. Hello to Carolyn, who had called in to wish us happy Thanksgiving. And then we're like, what's your problem? She got scared and hung up. It's okay. Happy Thanksgiving, Carolyn. Thanks for calling in. You don't necessarily have to have a problem. You can call in, just say happy Thanksgiving if you like, 855-915-WMFO. We won't make fun of you. You just can't swear, otherwise we'll be hanging up on you and make fun of you after that. What are you doing for Thanksgiving? You going to cook? You going to travel? What's the furthest you've had to travel for Thanksgiving? George, what's the furthest you had to travel? Was it back when you were in Texas? You had to fly back up for Thanksgiving?
I flew back from Texas.
Did you?
Twice, yeah.
I remember. Jeez, I don't think I saw you in 2 or 3 years. And I saw you at like a... We were playing cards back when we were playing the Star Wars card game. And I'm like, jeez, he got tall. And when you went out to Texas for college, I'm like, you must... Or you had a beard or something. I forget what it was. I think you grew taller or you had a beard. I'm like, jeez, I hadn't seen him in a couple of years.
Watch right by you.
Yeah.
Traveling on Thanksgiving's tough.
Yeah. I remember getting a flat on the way down. I had to work at the cable company, which sucked. We were taking calls all day, and people were getting, like, pay-per-view for, like, the, I think the Tyson fight was, like, the night before or something. I remember it being in November, I think. Anyway, there was some big pay-per-view, and we were just taking a bunch of stuff, and the CEO's walking around. He comes in for like 20 minutes. Oh, well, thanks for coming in today. And we all had to work full shifts, and we're like, yeah, go screw, dude. <He's> like, but anyway, I got a flat on the way going down to Nance, and that was a bummer. So I had to pull over on the side of the road. That's when I had the Bonneville, 79 Bonneville, and I actually I put the donut on, and I continued on my way right on 495. But I got to Thanksgiving in time. But probably best Thanksgiving movie is Planes, Trains, Automobiles. And there's a new Blu-ray out that has an hour of like new interviews and also new scenes that were never seen before, which is pretty cool. So there's a helpful tip there if you want another Thanksgiving movie to watch and you like to watch some or you're a fan of that movie. There's extra scenes that you may not have seen before out there, and it's only like 15, 20 bucks. You can get a Walmart, you can get a Target. Eric, what's the furthest you've traveled for Thanksgiving?
I think one of the toughest times we traveled, I was with Russ ages ago. We drove down after the football game. We took some
Jeez.
We took 495.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you were with us
I was.
Or not. I can't remember.
I,
you
I was.
Yeah, in yeah. The tractor trail went off the road.
Yeah.
The top was ripped apart, and there were oranges all over the highway. Do you remember that?
I do.
Oranges, maybe grapefruits, too, I think.
Yeah.
But we were driving in such, like, treacherous, like, snowy, icy.
Yeah, it
like,
was dangerous.
Yeah, with like, a front-wheel drive car that could barely get out of its own way. And, you know, nowadays, everyone has cell phones and four-wheel drive cars. And
I think I was still in high school, maybe. I think I was still in high school because it was you, me, and Russ, and I think that's the only time the three of us drove down together to Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And I remember it was icy, and then Uncle Joey was out front having a smoke, and he looked like Ishmael from, was it Moby Dick?
Moby Dick.
He had like this giant white beard. It's like we hadn't seen him in a couple of years. Like, what's going on here? Yeah. But, and we wiped out in the, do you remember? We wiped out and like skidded 100 feet to park the car because it was all icy.
So dangerous.
Yeah, you had the Celica, right?
And we took the green Pontiac Phoenix.
Yeah.
It would rise from the ashes.
That's got to be late 80s, early 90s.
Oh, what a piece of crap that was. I was confused with the Chevy Citation. That was the other one. Mm-hmm. They're both like the same cars.
Yeah, yeah. One of the coolest things I did on Thanksgiving, too, I think I must have been 21, 22. I went on a cruise the day after Thanksgiving, and I just went by myself. I went for, I think it was 3 days and two nights. It was just a short one, but I had gotten out of UMass and worked for 6 months. I'm like, I want to go somewhere. So I talked to a travel agent, Liberty Travel, and they cut me a nice deal. I think the thing was like $400 or $500 with flight. And I had a 3 day, 2 night cruise to Cozumel and Key West. And that was it.
What'd they serve?
Beer. What'd they serve?
Did they serve turkey? Do you have a Thanksgiving?
Oh, no, meal? No. I went to Nan's and then I had to leave the next morning for my cruise.
Okay.
Yeah. I only missed Thanksgiving once. But for the most part, I was always down at Nan's. But, yeah. It's what it is. I think this year I already got a Jenny O, which is one of those little 3 or 4 pound turkeys, and it's all breast meat.
All breast.
Yeah. It's frozen. They used to be able to get them fresh, but they don't really stock them anymore. And, I already got all the sides. I'm like, maybe I'll do a little something to, like, before or after. And I even bought all the stuff for lasagna. I'm going to make a nice meat sauce. I already got all the pork and the chicken and the beef. And I'm going to make a nice big sauce over the weekend.
That's always
or a gravy.
That's always your Thanksgiving.
I like to call it a gravy, too, every now and then when I'm feeling Sicilian.
Sicilian Chris, 0.05%.
We're all Mongolian, you know.
Forget about it.
Everybody, we're all Mongolians. Oh, you know who showed up a couple weeks ago on SNL? Christopher Walken. And he was looking good. He looked exactly the same. Guy's 80 years old.
Wow.
He was playing like the ghost of Halloween or something. It was pretty funny. Nice. I'm like, wow, he looks good. Jeez. I hope he's all right. I mean, he looked like a lollipop, just kind of a stick and a head, you know, because he was so skinny. I don't know what it is with old people, but they wear black and they just look like they're sticks.
And their heads look enormous.
Yeah, like their legs look so skinny and their heads look enormous. Like even Mick Jagger.
Gene Wilder.
Yeah. That thing's scaring me, man.
Yeah. Look at the back.
Yeah. Oh, there's Mick in the back.
There he is.
That's a good album. This one's been sitting out here forever.
What's on the back there? It says Half a Loaf. I don't think I know that song. Half a Loaf? On the
half
first side?
A Loaf.
Half a Loaf.
Yeah, I don't know. What is that? We could play Half a Loaf. I'd have to cue it up. That sounds like a Thanksgiving song.
Could be.
The lyrics on here. Who knows? 855-915-WMFO request line.
I think there's just another night with you on there. And then Lonely.
Lonely at the top was the big one.
Yeah. Two good ones. I'm sure we've heard the others, but those are the first two that caught my eye.
Of course, nothing works here. Let me say, I don't usually play vinyl. This is going by request as soon as we get it on here. Let's see. Turntable one. Did we get the Half a Loaf?
Do a 30-second quick Half a Loaf.
No, it's not this one.
How about a quarter loaf? Maybe an eighth of a loaf?
A little 3-inch loaf?
Yeah.
Let's see. No. Is it this one?
The Irish loaf.
Oh, I don't hear it. No.
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm working on it.
Hold on. I think we give it one more.
All right. This might be Half a Loaf. Let's see. There we go.
Okay.
Half a Loaf. There you go. That's by request for Eric. Half a Loaf. Is it half a life or half a loaf? No, it is half a loaf.
Yeah. We're singing you know, for Thanksgiving, maybe a little sourdough action.
Produced by Nile Rodgers.
Whoever thought Mick Jagger would be a Thanksgiving man, but he is. Sounds slow, doesn't it?
He's still skinny there. He's always been skinny, that guy. Heard he runs like he 5 or 6 miles a day.
He had a heart attack, and then all of a sudden he's like, I see him practicing because he was having that tour. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's like millions were being lost every moment Mick was out. Rolling Stones is an institution at this point.
Oh, yeah.
This one sounds a little slow, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, you want to read the lyrics about half a loaf?
I don't think it's going to make a comeback.
Well, that's a little better. That sounds more like Mick, no?
You speed it up.
Half a loaf?
No, that's 80s Mick.
Yeah. Yep. Do you think when he wrote it, he was thinking about Thanksgiving?
I think he was. Yeah. What did it say about half a loaf? Anything good? Here's music from the family in the background. This is from 1968. You'll enjoy this. It's instrumental. Like home movies back then, you could make home movies and they'd give you some music you could throw in the background. This is a little bit of that. Anything?
Half a loaf is akin to half a love. You don't want to half it.
Oh, it's akin to half a love.
Yeah. It doesn't leave you full. It's only half a loaf.
I get it.
Okay.
And at the end it says, give that knife just a little more twist. Yeah. He's always talking about love and sex, that Mick Jagger. That's what keeps him alive, I think. What keeps him going. Can you imagine being in your 80s and, like, getting any... He can get anything. Guy's a sugar man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get any woman he wants, or any guy.
Anything.
Pretty much. When you Mick Jagger.
Sure.
Yeah.
I guess one of my friends was working for the Stones. She had catered for the Stones, I guess, when they were at Foxborough and... They went in and she got to see the rehearsal beforehand and got to meet the members of the band just briefly. And she's like, oh my God, they look like leather bags.
Well, without the makeup. Like they look awful.
How long ago?
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't that long ago when they were last at Foxborough.
Yeah, 20 years ago, it was probably like that.
Yeah. Can you imagine? Wow. I mean, Keith's just got to, he must get his transfusion like every couple of months. Just get all new blood. Keep him going.
Yes.
The blood of youngins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep. Constant infusions.
Yep.
IG. Keep them going.
They have to be vampires at this point. That's the only explanation.
I bet you venison was on the table for Thanksgiving a bunch of times. Other than a turkey. You know what else was on there? Lobsters. Right? Crabs. Crab cakes.
I think we had a little venison that was in Uncle Joey's fridge for probably about 10 or 15 years.
Yeah, a little...
He thawed it out for us.
You always do the turkey?
Little salmon from 6 months ago.
Do you always do turkey on Thanksgiving, or do you ever switch
it up? I always do
up?
Turkey. I've never switched it up. I've seen Eric switch it up. You switch it up and have the roast or something, right? What do you get?
Yeah, a little tenderloin or... Well, with the turkey. So it's going to be a little turkey somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think of the cranberry sauce that's like the old-fashioned cranberry sauce that still has like the pits in it and things like
the
that?
The nuts and the orange peel and the
nuts
like the relish.
Oh, yeah. We forgot the Ginny mold, the Ginny cranberry mold.
The oranges and the nuts in it.
Yeah, get some canned tangerines in there.
She was proud of that. She's like, this goes back hundreds of years, and I'm not going to give you the recipe. That's what she actually said. I'm like, don't worry, honey. Don't need it.
It's going to die with
it's
you.
Pretty gross. It's gonna... We're all
it's
good.
Okay. Just bury that one about 10 feet under.
Yeah. You know what's great? I'm gonna throw this out there because I was talking to a couple friends about it, and I know me and George talked about it those last couple months. Market Basket old-fashioned donuts.
Delicious.
Or a cinnamon or a nice powdered donut.
The sleeve.
Sleeve.
Like two
they're like
three.
$2.
They're great.
Yeah. They used to be 99 cents.
99 cents. Freaking inflation.
But toss those on the table early morning.
That's 100% markup. Thank you, Arthur T.
Yeah.
He could have marked them up to $1.08.
Yeah.
Wasn't... Nah, sorry.
This Plymouth Plantation... You can get tickets for the old-fashioned meal. They're going fast, actually. They're not that bad. If you got no friends, you got nothing to do, you can go down and have a senior dinner. It's $30.
Now, do they prepare it in the...
You can go see the Mayflower, too. In the
fashion of Thanksgiving?
Yeah, okay. They do. So they'll bury some of that, like, you know, like an old-fashioned beach clam bake.
Like a Dutch oven on the beach.
Yeah, a little Dutch oven.
Okay.
The original Dutch oven.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the 2023 Dutch oven, which is a little stinky.
Right.
Yeah, the original Dutch oven.
But you can also
go on the Mayflower.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. No, you can. What were you going to say?
Oh, just the original Dutch oven. Ernest Borgnine story. Did you hear that?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
You can tell that one.
You can go the mill, and the Mayflower is included with the price of admission if you want to go down there and spend some time with the colonials. Yeah.
What's the mill cost you?
Well, it ranges from $20 to $150. You can get like a buffet style, but it's like, do you really want to stick your fingers in the potatoes with everybody else? You don't know? No, I don't. I want my official silverware and own meal.
I never did.
I like my Thanksgiving dinner served the old-fashioned way by a woman. How do you like that one? 855-915-WMFO is the request line.
Come on, that's going to get some.
Yeah, that might get a phone call. Who knows? 855-915-WMFO. It's Chris's Helpful Tips here with you until 6 p.m. Got Crosby, Stills, and Nash in the background. You guys know this one? Teach the children well.
You know, the original could have been served by Governor Bradford.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah.
He could
have
just had his big platters and gone around little at a time.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit for everyone.
That Quaker Oats guy, like, he's different now, too. Doesn't he look different? Didn't they change the Quaker Oats guy? He looks exactly the same.
Well, I did notice
the Quaker Mill Company.
Doesn't he have rosy cheeks now?
He always looked like Santa. Yeah, he doesn't have a beard or anything. He's got the curly cues.
He looks the same.
Yeah, I guess he looks the same. Yeah, he's still around. Nobody likes the Quakers. Hey, you know what was a cool religion? The Shakers. The only problem with the Shakers is they didn't procreate. So they kind of like, you know, defeated the purpose. They made all kinds of cool furniture, like all those Wicca things. But if you wanted to become a Shaker, they'd take like orphans and people that like left their families, and you could become a Shaker and you could inherit the village. If you want to like go up to New Hampshire, there's a Shaker village up there, and say you want to commit yourself to becoming a Shaker. Because the last Shaker, she died or she's ready to die. And there's nobody inheriting all this land. But you have to commit to the Shaker religion.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I never knew about this.
They loved like dance halls and stuff. Like they'd all get together and dance, but then nobody would fool around after, which kind of sucks. But you know, it's like a big square dance hall, and all the Shakers would get there and, you know, dance away and dance to God, and you know, and then they never fooled around. And if they maybe they were banished.
So there was no marriage sanctioned?
No.
Maybe they would just share old fashioned oats, or what's the new thing? Morning oats?
The Shakers?
The morning oats. They have some kind of oats. Oh,
We're talking Shakers, not Quakers.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know if there's any Shakers left, but I don't know. They were interesting. Shaker dance. They all got together. Look, they did a big circle, and then they'd be like the audience just watching these freaks just circle around. And they're just like, man, weird. I don't know. Thanksgiving is about the family. It's about the food. What else is it about? Getting there, obviously. Travel.
It's about travel. It's about football.
Football, sure.
Yeah.
Why don't you give me some picks for that? You guys are more experts on that than I am. What's happening on Thanksgiving Day for games, and what are your picks?
I like the Lions.
Lions? Detroit Lions?
I do. They're good this year.
All right. That's it?
I'm not even sure of the lineup.
No.
Cowboys play?
You always get the Cowboys.
Cowboys,
you always get the Lions,
right?
And I think it's the Jets. Right?
What do you got for a spread in the Lions? Bears versus Lion odds, picks and prediction, NFL Week 11. It says Lions 8-point favorite.
It's pretty steep.
Yeah, you can go over to Encore and place a bet. Partridge family in the background. 855-915-WMFO. It's getting close. You want to call in, make a request. You want to say hello, say happy Thanksgiving.
That's a helpful tip for the studio, Chris.
What's that?
New chairs.
New chair, yeah.
Oh, my God, they're coming in on the mic.
Oh, the squeaky?
The squeak.
Yeah, we need to get some WD-40.
Yeah. We'll get the team on that right away. There's that. You know what's great is we have this couch over there that's been there since I got here in 2007. It's, like, still juicy. Thing's disgusting. It's had, like, every kind of fluid on it imaginable, probably. But
Red one?
So you got any? Oh, no. That one's pretty classic, too. Yeah. There's a red chair here that looks like, you know, it's been through a lot. It's been here since the 20s.
That's a step stool.
Did I just see a light go off? No.
It's a shark chair.
Oh, well, we did. Yeah, we have a call here. Let's see. Nice. It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Chris's Helpful Tips. You are live on the air with Chris and Eric and George. Who are you?
Hey, it's me, your old friend, Mike Maloney. Remember me?
Hey, Mike. How you doing, buddy? Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, Mike.
I'm hoping you can help me with my turkey. How do I cook the best turkey for my family?
All right, there we go. We got a conundrum here from Mike. And calling from Tewksbury, Massachusetts. Eric, he's trying to cook a turkey. How does he cook his turkey? What's your tip?
I would say a lot of butter is key. Loosen up that skin flap. Get that butter in there with all the nice spices. Whatever you like.
Do you brine your turkey?
I don't brine.
You don't brine? I brine mine.
Mike, do you brine your turkey? George is saying you can brine your turkey. I'm saying you can boil it. You can boil that thing. Just stick it in a big tub and boil it.
You could deep fry it.
I was kind of hoping you'd say, don't bother making a turkey. Just come to your house.
You should come over. Well, you can have, bring some lobsters.
Chris is making lasagna.
Yeah.
He's got the Thanksgiving lasagna.
I got some lasagna. And here's the good news. You're going to bring all the beer for everybody.
How about what type of cranberry sauce? Do you like the fresh cranberry sauce or the type in a can?
Oh, seriously, I like the Ocean Spray. But by far, still my favorite cranberry sauce and still relatively cheap. It's probably under $3 still.
Yeah.
And then what kind of stuffing? Homemade stuffing or the kind in the bag?
Oh, that's an interesting one. George, why don't you field that one?
We got to go homemade.
You going homemade stuff? George likes the sausage. You like the sausage stuffing.
Pepper Trump kiss.
Yeah. You like the sausage, Mike?
I love the sausage.
Hey now. All right.
And what about, how many pounds per person do you think I should get?
Per person, you got to do at least 2 pounds a person. So if you got 12 people coming over, you got to get a 24-pound turkey. That sucker's going to be like Big Bird on the table.
That's a big boy.
Yeah.
Delicious.
What if I could eat 5 pounds by myself?
Make sure you have some tater tots with that. Put on a bib. Be on the first floor near the toilet. That's all I can suggest.
Is it acceptable to bring a green bean casserole when I go to your house?
Sure. That's a nice thing to bring. I mean, how many green bean casseroles do you want, though? Somebody's always going to bring one. If you're going, you know, you got 12 to 20 people going, that's why it's nice to know what people are bringing in advance. You don't want 7 different types of potatoes on the table. Your ass is going to get fat for Christmas, you know what I mean?
And if you had to rank your most favorite Thanksgiving songs, and you had to stop at Adam Sandler's song, rank your songs, go.
Oh, that's a good one. That's the Thanksgiving song, the Adam Sandler song. That one's a good one.
What else? What other good Thanksgiving songs are there?
Oh, I'd have to go with mine from 2008. We're not going to eat that. That's an oldie. I've done it 15 years ago. I did that one. It's a parody of Twisted Sister. I might even play that for you, Mike.
You should come out. You should play it for me so I can remember the old days when you said you used to buy me a couple of beers.
I remember those old days back when the wallet wasn't so light. Yep, back when the wallet wasn't so light. What are you doing for Thanksgiving, Mike? Anything's fun?
I'm gonna have my family over. I'm gonna drink a couple of beers in your memory, and I'm gonna maybe even bum a couple of your cigarettes.
Yeah. We'll send over a pack of American Spirits for you. You know, those are the good ones.
Delicious.
They got the Native American guy smoking the hookah on the front. Just in time for Thanksgiving. Yeah, thanks, man.
The Wolfenden Earl boys are good people. I love those boys. They're good boys.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Happy Thanksgiving,
man. Thanks for calling in again to Chris's Helpful Tips. There we go. Here we go.
They're very helpful. Thank you. I'm going to go to Market Basket where I get more for my dollar and buy myself a turkey tonight.
All right. Nice. See
shout
you, Mike.
Out to Arthur T.
Thanks.
Take it easy. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. As Mike from Tewksbury. Yeah, well, we got our call. We got our call. And unfortunately, that's the only call we're taking today because we got about 5 minutes left. So that's it. That's the show, guys. That's it.
It was a good call.
Yeah. Of course it was a good call. That's why, you know, everybody, 855-915-9636. You want to call in and do a real quick one, we'll put it on. Otherwise, that's it. You guys do your shout-outs for Thanksgiving.
Quick, American Spirit. Is that the name of the cigarette?
Oh, yeah.
Story? Okay, so we were at a party once in our 20s.
Yeah.
I think 20s. And this they came out, and someone was so, like, in love with the cigarettes.
Oh, right? I was.
And they were smoking them. They're like, these are great. They're so natural.
Yep.
And I look at their teeth, and they're completely brown.
Oh, that wasn't me? No, that wasn't me.
No, thankfully, it wasn't you. But the front two teeth were completely brown. And I was just like, wow. You might want to think about having some filters added to the cigarettes.
Now, the spirits, what they did back then is that you could actually write in and get a free pack of cigarettes. That's how American Spirits got big.
Yeah.
And that was the only way they were, like, getting into the game with, you know, Marlboro there. But, we're actually out of time. I'm pretty sure the 6 o'clock is coming in.
That
so be back next week, I think. I don't know. I might just take the whole week off and just enjoy myself, sit at home and play some PlayStation or something. But maybe I'll be back next week. Maybe not. But thanks to George and Eric for coming in. We're going to go either get a barbecue or definitely going to go get an adult beverage of some sort. And happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Be back on Friday. Black Friday, I guess. Maybe I'll do Black Friday deals next week and have some tips for that. Who knows?
You got anything on the wish list?
They're all starting early.
No, nothing really. I can't think of anything. I pretty much got it all at this point. You get up to this point in life, right, Eric? You get this, you're like, I got pretty much everything I need.
Yeah,
you know, all you need is make sure you just got a big place to put it in. That's all. You just need your storage. You need your house just to put all your crap in it. That's about it. Yeah. It's nice to have, like, you know, somebody to share it with for a little while.
Intermittently.
Like every, 6 months, 5 years, whatever. Yeah.
So one more question. Giblets or no giblets with the gravy?
Oh, God. No.
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 No? Are you unanimous?
No giblets.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No giblets. All right. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Thanks to Eric and George. It's Chris's Helpful Tips, WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts. This one's for Mike.
We're not gonna eat that. No, we ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore. We've got all night to booze, and there ain't no room for food, and you're not our wife, you are our mom. We'll try the pie and cake, just don't make a plate for us, 'cause we ate all day, we are all done. Oh, we're not gonna eat that. No, we ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore. No more squash or dumplings. No giblets, no damn stuffing. We don't want nothing, not a roll from you. Our stomachs are stretched and loaded. We think the yams were frozen. If that's turkey breast, your breast won't do. No. No. It's night. Yeah. We're full. Yeah. No meat.
Yeah.
No peas. So we're not gonna eat that. Oh no, we ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore. Oh, we're not gonna eat that. No, we ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore. No way.
You're so skinny, I haven't seen you in so long. More oven roasted turkey breast?
No.
Garlic mashed potatoes?
No.
Spiraled ham?
No.
Deviled eggs?
No.
More buffalo chicken?
No.
Pecan pie?
No.
Fudgicle?
No.
Rice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat?
No.
Gazpacho?
No.
Spam?
No.
Salami and cheese?
Nah.
Rutabagas?
No.
I have some nice tang?
No.
Pig in a poke?
No.
You want to order takeout?
No.
No. No. It's night. Yeah, we're full. Yeah, no porn. Yeah, no cheese. Yeah. We're not gonna eat that. Oh no, we ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that.